Beloved radio friends, in the name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior, we warmly greet you, giving you a hearty welcome to the continued study and our daily meditation upon the Word of God. We do humbly but earnestly pray that the Spirit of God is directing your heart and mind toward the great subject which we are now considering, the wonderful revelation in the New Testament, particularly concerning God as Father. How we praise God for the precious truth that when the Lord Jesus was upon the earth, when his disciples came to him and said, "Lord, teach us to pray," he told them, "After this manner pray ye, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven." The very opening words of that prayer, indicated by the lips of the Lord Jesus as he spoke, his purpose for coming into the world to reveal the Father to mankind. We again emphasize the premise that we have brought before us day after day on this series of messages thus far. Only the coming of the Son of God into this world could ever reveal the Father heart of God to mankind. Without excuse or even apology for the repetition, we state again, the revelation of God as Father was not known in the Old Testament. There were many revelations of God. Every revelation of God that he gave to his creatures was one of blessing and truth, and many of them came to know him, and particularly were in relationship with him on the very ground of redemption. But none of them ever had the intimacy of being able to address God as Father as we have it revealed in the New Testament since the coming of the Son of God into this world. We have noted from Matthew 11 and verse 27 that the Son only is the revealer of the Father to the hearts of men. My beloved radio friend, may I ask again, do you know God as your Father? May I remind you, you cannot, you will not, you never shall, unless the Son reveals him to you. And that, in other words, brings before us the solemn fact, unless you know Christ, the Son of God, you never will know his Father. May I read some words concerning the Savior's declaration of that Father? In John's Gospel, chapter 14. And I begin reading at verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. May we pause after the reading of this precious portion to emphasize again, the Lord Jesus speaks very freely in the Gospel of John about his Father. I commend to all my listeners who carefully will read the Gospel of John to note the solemn but precious truth. You have the Lord Jesus speaking of the Father in this wonderful book approximately 100 times, or even more. I think 119 or 120 times. You have the Father mentioned again and again. One may well recognize, as you read this great gospel, the Son of God came into this world, the eternal Son, to reveal the eternal Father. Now in the scripture that we have read, may I again remind my listeners of the important fact that verse 6 declares, when Thomas had been requesting of the Savior, We don't know where you're going, Lord, and how can we know the way? For the Savior was speaking very definitely from the place which he had come and the place to which he was returning. My Father's house. My Father's home. There you may recognize the intimacy of the Son to the Father. He came from that home. He was going back to that home, as this scripture declares. And Thomas was wondering, well, how can we go and be where you are? How can we know the way? And wherever you are going, we know not. And Jesus answers, and he says to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now may we emphasize very, very definitely and clearly, the Son only can bring you to the Father. He alone can bring you and me to the Father. Oh, my beloved radio listener, do you realize? Have you ever realized you can never come to God and call Him your Father unless the Son brings you to Him? I'm the way to the Father. Why is He the way to the Father? Because He is the truth. Because He is the life. He is the embodiment of all the Father's truth. He is the embodiment of the Father's life. All the truth that God has is found in His Son. All the life that God possesses is possessed by His Son. And because He is the truth and because He is the light, He alone is the way to the Father. Oh, my radio listener, you never read words like this in the Old Testament. Moses did not come with such words like this. Abraham never spoke such words as these are. None of the great servants of the Old Testament, the prophets, the kings, and name whom you will, men of God in their greatness and might and testimony for the living God, they never could say, you can come to the Father by me. Beloved, let us realize the precious truth that it is the eternal Son who took upon Him a body like yours and mine and became flesh, coming for the purpose of bringing us to the Father and telling us very plainly and distinctly, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He is the exclusive way to the Father. Again, may I repeat, I want to be very careful, as very clear too, to make every one of you understand. All men are not children of God, children of the Father. All men cannot call Him Father. Unless the Son has brought you to the Father, you cannot call God your Father. You cannot say the words that we so frequently and glibly and repeatedly may say, Our Father which art in heaven. You may sing the Lord's Prayer beautifully. You may have the Lord's Prayer in memory, from the beginning to the end, in perfection. But that doesn't say you know the Father. That doesn't declare you've come to the Father. Unless the Son has brought you to the Father, you cannot rightfully claim Him to be your Father. You cannot rightfully say, My Father. And so let us recognize, it was the coming of the eternal Son into this world that alone could reveal and has revealed the Father to you and to me. Now may we go very much further to say, how did the Son reveal the Father when He was here upon the earth? May I look down the chapter in this 14th of John with you at verses 10 and verse 11? I might begin reading at verse 8 where Philip says to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. And Jesus said to Philip, Have I been so long time with you, and yet sayest thou to me, Thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Here the Lord Jesus must have been deeply disappointed, one of His disciples. And near the end of the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus, Philip is saying, Show us the Father. And yet the Lord Jesus said, Philip, if you have seen me, you've seen the Father. Now please note verse 10 and 11 carefully. It tells us how the Lord Jesus revealed the Father when he was on the earth. And the Lord goes on to say, "Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me?" Now please note, again we recognize the closest intimacy of the Father with the Son, and the Son with the Father. I'm in the Father. The Father is in me. Beloved, please note carefully. Whatever the Father is, in all the glory of his person and being, that glory and character is in the Son. So that in the Son, the Father's glory and the Father's revelation is completely revealed. And then he goes on to say, and here's where I want you to note, how the Son revealed the Father. "The words that I speak unto you, I speak not from myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works." Now please let me emphasize two words in this 10th verse. One is words. The Lord is saying, "The words I speak unto you, the Father gave me the words to say to you." And then at the end of it, "the works that I do." Believe me, he goes on to say, that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Beloved radio friend, can I present to you carefully the words that the Savior uttered upon the earth, the works that the Savior, the Son of God, performed upon the earth, those very words which he spoke, those very works that he performed, they were the expression and the revelation of the Father's heart. His words did not originate with himself, but with his Father. His works were done not by himself, as with and by the Father through him. And thus he perfectly fulfilled his promise to the Father, "I come to do thy will, O God," as quoted in the Word of God. And by his words that he spoke, by his works that he performed, he revealed the Father. Beloved, will you realize he came to do that for you? Father, may someone find the Lord Jesus and the Father through him. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.